I'll let you get your coat off, get settled. All right, I call this meeting of the City Council of Washington to order. Please silence your cell phones, remove caps, and stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sally, would you please call the roll?
Ernest?
Here.
Klinsman?
Here.
Moore? Stigers?
Here.
Youngquist?
Here. All right, we have a quorum, just barely. Let's see, I would call for the approval of the agenda as we have it. Thank you, Fran.
Second.
Second by Isla, thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign? All right, we have an agenda. Next is comments from the public. And we are happy to have the public here. I don't know if I need to read this, but I will just because it's kind of our procedure to cover the ground rules of public comment. With due respect for all the public, other guests and council, we use the timer during citizen public comment and you have 3 minutes and then your time for comment is over. Some reminders, public comment is a time for us to listen to the citizens of Washington, but it's not the appropriate time for debate, for workshop, or exchanges back and forth. And it's absolutely not the time for foul language, personal attacks, yelling of any type. We typically do not have an issue with this, and I'm confident we can continue to succeed. We do work to accommodate virtual attendees with public comment, but with occasional technology issues, in person is always the best way. Finally, public comment can always be received in writing to the clerk and will be given to council. Also, the mayor and mayor pro tem reserve the right to conclude public comment or to conclude public comment that is redundant or not related to city business and to direct such comments to the city clerk to be provided to elected officials. With that, let's open the floor for public comments. Does anyone have any comments for council tonight? Okay, anyone online? I don't see anything.
We have two people sign up, Janine.
Oh, okay.
Did you want to speak during the public comment section?
Okay. We do have that sheet back there for people to sign in for public comment. So these are two Washingtonians that are running for this open seat. So we're happy that you're here, all three of you here tonight. So welcome. Okay. So with that, okay. Oh boy. Let's see. I might need help with this. Yes, John, do you have a comment?
Yeah, good evening.
Thank you.
John Gish here. Thank you for allowing me to talk just briefly. It is my understanding that the mayor, Jaron Rozine, continues to attend meetings and interacting with others, including law enforcement. And in my experience, when I prosecuted individuals with charges of sexual abuse, particularly government officials, they were usually placed on suspension or on leave. And so I'm wondering, is the city continuing to pay Jaron for his work that he continues to do as mayor? Thanks.
Thank you for your comment. This is not the time for a question and answer, so I appreciate your comment and it will be directed to the proper authorities. Is that correct?
Yeah, I can.
Or you want to comment on that?
No, I will. I can get back to Mr. Gish.
Okay, very good. All right, thank you. Anybody else? Anybody else online? No. Okay, let's move on to our new business, which is a discussion and consideration of a resolution setting a public hearing for February 21st, 2023 at 6 p.m. for the total maximum property tax dollars levied for the fiscal year 24 budget. Deanna, can you give us a little background explanation of this?
Sure. This is, if you remember, like it was about 2 years ago, the legislators passed this basically having us have to do an extra public hearing as part of the budget process. And of course made us have more work to do, but anyway, this is what we have to do as part of the process of the budget process every year. And tonight you're just setting the date for the public hearing, which will be February 21st
at our regular meeting. Okay, anybody have any questions about this?
Make a motion we approve the public hearing for February 21st, 2023 at 6 p.m.
Thank you, Fran.
Second.
Bethany, thank you for the second. And this is a roll call vote. So Sally, call the roll, please.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore? Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. All right. Okay.
Workshop.
Yeah. Next, we have the workshop. And Deanna and Kelsey have been working hard on this budget. And they are going to take us through it. And it's the first section in the folders that we've got. And oh, good. Okay, we're getting it put on the screen so everyone can see it. Take it away.
Okay, so first of all, I want to thank Kelsey tremendously for all her help with this. I've done lots of budgets, but not quite one that was so extensive and so large. So it was a lot of work, but we made it through. And so thank you, Kelsey, for all your help. Okay, so we're just gonna dive in. The first slide talks about the general a budget overview. The general fund, we have it in the budget, so we will end the fiscal year with $1 million in our general fund. Because we have adopted a policy that we maintain $1 million balance in our general fund, and we have the budget to reflect that. Property tax levies, we are increasing it slightly. We are increasing it from 16.14231, and it was 15.63929 last year. And if you want to pull out the sheet that I gave you, I think now would be maybe a good time to talk about that. Go to page A11. A11 in the back,
very back,
under appendix. I think right now, since we've already mentioned, I think it would be a good time to talk about that. So based on what we are increasing the levy from last year to this year, if you have a $100,000 house, it's going to increase your taxes by $65.35 for the year. If you have a $200,000 house, it will increase your taxes $130.70. And if you have a $300,000 house, your taxes will increase $196 for the year. The big reason for the increase is due to our tax, our debt levy, employee benefits, general insurance, all of those things have gone up. Included in the budget also is we have done a 7% increase for employees. Our employees are our biggest asset, and we need to show them that we appreciate them. We need to keep our wages competitive, or otherwise we keep losing employees. And when we have to hire employees, it is very costly, time and money. We don't want to get into the habit of hiring employees and training them, and then we lose them. So by showing them we appreciate them, we hope that they will stay with us, and we don't have to go through that process all the time. The net change in general fund spending is 5.47% for the year. Continuing on this, funding in the budget includes the design phase for the downtown streetscape, continuation of the watering project that did start. We haven't started it, but we went through the process of bidding the project, and the project will actually get done in partly this fiscal year, and I think it will continue into next fiscal year. There's also money in the budget for South 12th and East Washington intersection traffic lights. Water is budgeted, and that should be 9.5%, not 5% on usage only, and sewer is budgeted at 5%. With that 9.5% increase, John from PFM actually did the analysis for us, and based on our operating expenses, our debt obligations, and our future obligations, a 9.5% increase is necessary. So, and we are going to have John come in the near future to present this and totally explain this to council. Sanitation is budgeted with the 5% increase that's already included in the city code. Are there any questions so far? Okay. General fund budget, the revenue is at $4,474,469, and the expenditures are that exact same, with an estimated balance of $1 million at the beginning of the fiscal year and $1 million at the end of the fiscal year. And at the end of fiscal year 24, maintaining that $1 million balance in our general fund, we are anticipating moving $53,121 into partly capital equipment and our building maintenance funds. The next slide, and Kelsey, if you want to interject any comments, feel free. This is just the general fund allocation in a graph form. As you can see, public safety is almost 50% of our budget. So it's a lot of our budget, but it's the way it is. Police budget, are there any questions on that? Okay. Police budget summary. Revenues is $28,525, and local option, we transfer in $375,000 for that. The expenditures in the next budget are $1,558,415. Out of that budget, $1,154,890 is from the general fund. And that's an increase from $21,174 from last year. The highlights of their budget is to purchase new in-car camera system, in-car computer systems, and then to replace the two 2019 Dodge Durango patrol units that have been causing us issues. And then there's plans to continue with the vehicle rotation schedule that has been discussed.
Are those new units coming out of the capital equipment?
Yes.
Okay.
Fire budget, revenues of $108,000. Transfer in from loss of $1,225, expenditures $587,719, with general funding of $337,219, and an increase of $85,901. Highlights for the fire department, we increased wages for volunteer responders and stipends for the officers. The vehicle repair line was increased by $10,000 to cover LED light upgrade for engine number one. And then just a note, fiscal year 25, we are planning to replace engine number one. And this fiscal year and next fiscal year, we have plans to set aside funds to have 50 to 75% of the cost of that fire truck. And then they would apply for a revoke grant for the remainder. An additional note is the chief had asked for a foam trailer and that was $50,000, but we're waiting to see about the money that we get from the railroad, and we can apply use $50,000 to buy that piece of equipment. EMS budget.
I have a question on the fire.
Sure.
Why are we spending $10,000 to replace or upgrade the lights on engine number one if we're planning to replace that?
Because they need to be done. And there's also money included for to have a aerial inspection. It's in his narrative. He goes in a little more detail on what that extra is for. EMS budget, zero revenues, expenditures, 46,270. So that's 46,270 of general funding, and a decrease of 2,346. The highlights is training was increased to 10,000. If more volunteers seek EMR, EMT, or even paramedic certification. And another note on that, he had asked for $20,000 for a Lucas device, which is an AED piece of equipment, but we are gonna seek a grant for that. Animal control, we expect to pay Posner more approximately $30,000 in the coming budget. So there is actually, we didn't know that at the time when we were putting this all together. So there's $35,000 budgeted for animal control in the budget because that's roughly what we paid last year. But we are expecting the actual cost to be closer to the $30,000. And then we expect to pay about $2,500 for dog pound operating costs. $1,500 is expected to be covered by fees and fines, and $1,000 is transferred in from sanitation. Development services, revenue is $79.50, expenditures of $85,702, with general funding of $66.52, and a decrease of $11,102. Highlights of that department is rental inspections are continuing with the help of the fire department. We will be doing next fiscal year, we will be doing quadrant three of the sidewalk trip hazard mitigation program. And then we are also just looking at a vehicle replacement. So we have a couple options that we're looking at with that. Library budget, revenues of $86,180, expenditures $463,174, with general funding of $376,994, and that's an increase of $27,974. This year, the library plans to focus on growing the collection to fit in with other size E libraries, and then purchase storage furniture for the youth program room, technology replacements, and additional summer reading program. The park budget, revenues of $500, expenditures of $396,145, with general funding $395,645, and an increase of $6,089. highlights, in the fiscal year 23-24, we are planning to do the extension of the drainage ditch near the dog park at Sunset Park with the assistance of the maintenance department. And we also have in the budget to remodel the Central Park restrooms. And we are going to seal the Kiwash Trail. And then we are also, which we have gotten grant funding for, doing the soccer field lighting, concession stand, and the restrooms. And then additionally, we put money away last fiscal year, and we're putting money away this year to do the sand filters that Nick's talked about. And he had estimated 80,000, but it's probably gonna be closer with the increase of costs and everything, probably more like 90,000. So, and that comes out of the park gift fund for capital projects. We're not quite sure, but anyway, we were thinking it was going to be this fiscal year, but it will actually probably be next fiscal year. So we'll have to probably amend the budget for that, but there is money available to do that project. Pool revenues is zero, expenditures $58,950, general funding $58,950, and that's an increase of $8,600. Highlights for the pool, if you remember, our management fee to the YMCA is going up to $10,000. And then we will also continue replacement of lounger chairs. Pool maintenance plan. I just listed some of the things that have gone over that they've done over the last quite a few years. They did the main slide structure, sandblasting. They re-roofed the bathhouse. They, in fiscal year 20, they replaced the sand filter valve and a bunch of other stuff. And then in fiscal year 21, they replaced the pool heater and did some major maintenance on sand filters. Fiscal year 22, they applied a high quality epoxy paint with chips to the bathhouse floor. This year, they refinished the water features. The pool leak does continue, but caulking has been done and additional work will be done as well. Future maintenance schedule, fiscal year 24, the pool filter replacement and of 80, but probably updated to 90, again, from funds from fiscal year 22 and 23. Fiscal year 25, comprehensive pool basin repairs and painting, roughly $200,000 to $300,000. And the plan is that we will use money from a GO bond that we're doing at fiscal year 25 to help pay for that. Additionally, unscheduled will work in as possible sandblasting and repainting for light bulbs. Cemetery budget, revenues of $84,000, expenditures of $270,237, general funding of $186,237, an increase of $55,994. Highlights in the budget include a new zero-turn mower and AED supplies. He did increase his budget for building maintenance to allow for more repairs to the Woodlawn shelter windows and doors. And you know, if you remember, that's where we did the gates, the entranceway, and it was talked about doing some more repairs to that. Finance, legal, and city hall. Revenues, and this does include property tax, that's where our property tax money goes. Property tax of $3,568,314, which is up $310,807. Expenditures of $970,358, which was up $112,275, which was due to what we're paying minibus and then our general insurance costs. And then highlights, which I kind of already mentioned. The plan is to transfer out to capital equipment and building maintenance an estimated cost amount of $53,121. Outside entity funding, the requests, all three are the same as it was last year, Wedge at $30,000, Main Street at $20,000, and tourism of $24,000. And then we do have in the budget the $9,000 for fireworks. And a reminder that the discussion by our partner groups will be held at the third budget workshop, which will be February 21st. And Paws and More is now shown in the Animal Control Department, and this, the current agreement that we have in place expires in June of 2025. The airport budget, the airport is in Fund 002, and it is a self-supporting operating on an operating basis. Revenues 376, expenditures 376. Their projected fund balance for July of 23 is $246,418, and that is also the same amount for the end of the fiscal year. Tax rate comparison. So if you look at this chart, it lists what our current rates for our levies are, and then what the proposed rates are, and then what the increase or decrease is. So you can see that we are increasing the employee benefits by 0.23372. General insurance is increasing by 0.22077. And debt service is all increasing by 0.50302. So again, that shows that our current rate is a 15.63929, and it's being proposed to raise it to the 16.14231. Are there any questions?
What are the two things at the bottom of that chart?
That's a really good question.
100,000 house city bill and business city bill. Is that taxes for a house that value or business?
I don't know.
That was
in the PowerPoint that I was updating, and I'm not sure what that is.
I think that corresponds to the information on A11. I don't think it's updated. But $100,000 home.
I think the initial point of having that on there was when we started doing the rollback to show the difference.
But they haven't done, have they done the rollback, or are they doing it from the state, or
rollback. Yeah, every commercial, residential, whatever your classification is, there's rollback. Yeah, and we will talk a little bit about that too. Okay. I guess we can talk about that right now. So I'm not sure how many of you are aware that our wonderful legislators in Des Moines are thinking they're going to mess with our city budgets again. And like, we don't have much money to start with, and they want to take more away from us. So they messed some stuff up in when they were doing stuff. And so it's being proposed that the rollback for residential will go from the current 56.49% to 54.65%. It has passed out of committee already. There are people that want to get this passed very quickly. And the basis behind this rollback discussion is that constituents are talking to their state legislators and wanting lower taxes. The unfortunate part of that is they don't understand by lowering taxes and the amount of money that cities get, that dips into what we can do. Fund our public safety, provide libraries, our parks, our pools. There'll be a lot more information coming. I know there was an email out yesterday, late today, that the league plans to issue an official statement and what they plan to help us with. And so people are reaching out to legislators and saying, please do not do this to us. But if you want to do this, then wait till next fiscal year, because right now they're thinking it may impact the budget we're working on, and everybody's already got their budgets done. So I'm not sure exactly what will happen with that, but I will keep you guys updated as I receive information.
Could you provide some information about the increase for general insurance? That's like a 45%.
Right. So that's our general insurance.
And their rates just all skyrocket.
Every year we see an increase, and
with the derecho last year, we saw a 20% increase alone, and he told us to expect the same this year because they're still trying to pay for all the things that they had to cover.
So this is liability insurance,
right?
Or it's not insurance, health insurance?
Right. Yeah. No, not health insurance.
Okay.
Building, property. But I don't know. I don't think that's ever gone down. But I've never seen insurance like that ever decrease.
We had a couple years where I did.
Really? Oh, well, you're lucky.
Health insurance, yeah.
I highly doubt
it will ever
happen again.
Yeah,
49% is
huge.
Huge increase.
Where do you see the 49%?
I just calculated it.
Oh, okay. Going from
0.45 up to 0.67.
Probably a little storm, derecho and floods and everything.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, we've had a lot of natural disasters and a lot of property damage. And even if we personally don't have any, you know, we all share in that cost. Even personally, most of our homeowners insurance, I'm sure, have gone up. So. Okay. So I think we're done with that slide. Okay. Road use tax fund revenues at $1,112,414. Expenditures of $988,928. So that's a fund surplus of $123,928. Our projected fund balance as of July 1st of 23 is $737,986. And at the end of the fiscal year for 24, it is estimated it will be at $861,472. Highlights for that department, we are putting $45,000 towards a new ton truck purchase. And then we also are transferring $100,000 to be used for the South 12th and East Washington intersection project. Debt service fund, our debt total debt service payments for the year is $1,370,024. The total debt service levy responsibility is $948,983. And so the total levy requested is 3.51876, which is slightly higher than the current year. Debt payments, that should be fiscal year 24, not 22. I have them all listed. You can see that we're on year 9 of 19, year 7 of 12, year 8 of 13, and then year 6 of 13. For the local option revenue bond, year 6 of 15, the 2020A one, that's year 4 of 17. And then one thing to note, the 2020B Bell Land debt will be paid off after next fiscal year. So that's one good thing. We have one thing that we're getting paid off. And then the 2022 is the new bond that we just did. The next chart just looks at historical tax levy rates for the last 5 years. So you can see that the general insurance actually decreased for a couple years, and now it's been steadily increasing. Employee benefits, again, slowly increased and has been relatively steady increase. And then debt service, a little decrease, and now we're a little increase this year because of the new bond payment. So you can see though, over the last few years, we really did no change with our total, but I know last year we increased it just slightly, and then this year we're increasing it close to the same amount. Capital equipment fund, our fund balance as of July of 23 was $290,046. We're hoping, anticipating the fund balance as of June of 24 to be $448,972. With the City Hall building project being paid off last fiscal year, we are planning to move that fund, growing that fund and making an actual plan of how to replace our equipment and how we're paying for all of that. One thing we are going to do this year that's new is if a department has excess funds at the end of the fiscal year and they have not had to amend their budget, so it will be the budget that gets approved, we will move any excess money to the capital equipment fund. So if it's $5,000 or $10,000, whatever it might be, we will move that to capital equipment to increase that fund. I'm hoping that that will mean that department heads will be more conservative with their spending and, you know, basically get the things they need and not all what they want. And two things that are included in the capital equipment fund for this next year's budget is the two patrol vehicles for the police and then the cemetery zero turn mower. Capital projects. The major projects included in the budget are the South 12th Street and East Washington's traffic signal project, the water main project concluding, and then working on the design of the downtown streetscape project. Riverboat capital projects, the revenue is $456,500 and the expenditures are $456,500 as well. There's $100,000 for the downtown investment grant and $325,000 for the downtown streetscape expansion included. And you guys approved $425,000, but we also have included a couple projects that we're hoping that you guys will approve with the extra money that we have in there, the cemetery fence, and then the remodeling project for the Central Park bathrooms. The water fund budget and revenues $2,011,435, expenditures $2,059,916, which is a deficit of $48,480. Projected fund balance as of July of 23 is $19,243, and the end balance is a deficit of $29,238. Highlights for the water fund. The budget does assume a 9.5% increase on water usage only. It's also the sixth year of the debt payments on the water plant, which is expected to be $282,580. It is also a debt payment for the 2021 water main project. And it includes also $45,000 towards a ton truck for maintenance, and then $30,000 towards the completion of the South Avenue B project. Questions?
Okay. So we're projecting that fund. We're projecting that fund to be in the red at the end of this
one. Right. So we'll just maintain the balance that we're carrying from year to year.
Okay, I can follow up with you later.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Sewer fund budget, revenues of $2,459,466, expenditures of $2,365,266, a fund surplus of $94,200, projected fund balance of $450,039, and then ending of 544,240. Highlights for the sewer fund, it assumes a 5% increase on usage only, and the debt payments are as follows. The wastewater SRF loan, which is $656,860, and this is payment 12 of 30, and also for the West Side Interceptor, which is a payment of $124,400, which is payment of 12 of 30, and then it also includes $45,000 for a replacement of a truck. A sanitation budget, revenues $625,635, expenditures $599,786, fund surplus of $25,849, a projected fund balance of July of 23 of $11,662. And a projected fund balance at the end of June of $37,511. Highlights with this fund, we have 5% annual increases through fiscal year 24. And then this is also our year 5 of 5 on the current contract with Johnson County Refuge. Any questions? Otherwise, the big thing we need to discuss tonight is thoughts on wages. It's in the budget with 7%. You guys have heard my thoughts on moving forward with the 7% increase for wages. But we need to make that decision because that weighs into the max levy. And we have to have that to the paper for our hearing on the 21st by we have to have it to the paper, which actually means we have to have it to the paper by Monday evening or very, very early Tuesday morning to be in the paper for next Thursday.
Do you have handy the percent increase or percent change for wages last year? For the current year, I guess.
What we did a 5% increase for this year that we're in.
Okay.
Deanna, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Sorry, I'm late to the program. Internet here isn't great. Could you just review really quickly what is the proposed increase for employees?
We are proposing a 7% increase. And that's still maintaining the fund to be at $1 million at the end of the fiscal year, and also transferring $53,000 to our capital equipment and building maintenance funds.
I'm just going to give my opinion here. I think our employees are well worth it. At this point, we can't afford to lose our employees. It is important that we keep morale high. We are, I understand it, just keeping up with other wages. There was a 9% increase, or just under 9% cost of living, or not cost of living, but inflation rate. We've got to think of our employees and the ability to, we have longevity, and we want to keep that experience.
Thank you, Elaine. Anybody else have any?
I strongly agree with what Elaine said. I work in the private sector. There's been a lot of turnover this year, and as you said, it's really, really tough, not only on morale, but the remaining team members when you have that turnover. And so I agree that we should. I think we should keep the 7% increase so we can keep our staff here.
Good. Thank you, Bethany. Fran, do you have any thoughts? Isla.
Okay. I agree for the 7% also to keep staff and with inflation and all the other things that are happening.
Fran.
I'm going to make a motion to approve the 7% increase.
Okay. Would anyone like to second that? Do we need a motion?
All of us, thank you.
Do we need to do a motion, or is that?
I think it's more of a consensus.
It sounds like you don't need to do it formally, because that
will have my blessing and not my motion.
Right.
Okay. All right. And I agree for all the above reasons. And the actual difference in amount between the 5% and 7% is very small. It's not that much. Okay. So thank you for your work, and
thank you.
Keep it up. Keep working. All right. Well, what's next?
So just a reminder, next meeting will be next Tuesday, and we'll have a regular meeting. And then when we conclude that, we will move into the budget workshop, and department heads will come and present at that one.
Okay. And do we have a date for the public meeting about the train?
Oh, yes. February 13th at 6 p.m., which is a Monday, we are having Andy, who did our quiet zone study, come, and we're having a public meeting so that he can go over the quiet zone, go over the crossing, the closing of the crossings, and discuss all that. And then we can have some weigh-in from the public. And we're planning to have comment cards at that meeting to get feedback from the public. And then either February 21st or the very first meeting in March, it will come back to council for you guys to make your decision on what direction we're going to go.
Are you planning that meeting for here?
Yes.
Is that going to be big enough? I was surprised at the number that turned out for the candidates forum last night.
Where else could we?
I mean, the librarian, high school auditorium, perhaps,
yeah,
if it's not busy.
Yeah, there's a lot of concern about the train.
I think, and that affects the whole town.
Yeah, we absolutely have it.
Okay.
That's good, as I have not done the public announcement yet. So,
good.
That's good. We'll have it at the library.
All right.
Because then we can open.
Can you check your votes here? What thing is that?
February
13th. Yeah. We will check the library first.
The 13th of February.
Okay. If not, I mean, the high school auditorium might be open as well. I don't know. But yeah, could that be good to, because I think there'll be a lot of people that would want to attend. Anything else for the workshop? Okay. All right, well, let's go to department.
The department heads, or do they want to say anything when they're here?
Yeah. Are you going to wait till next meeting?
Or
Where was your time? Questions.
Oh, okay.
I do like to see JJ Coins in chat again.
All right.
You got a question for you?
I would like to see you afterwards. You're not in trouble. Just questions. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for being here.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And we'll see you next week too. So let's go through the department reports. Chief Lester?
First of all, thank you for your support of the 7% wage increase. I follow that with, I'm sorry to report, I have another officer that submitted a resignation this week. So we are currently down two officers. And I am hopeful to bring to you, to your meeting on Tuesday, a proposal to set a current pay scale up a bit for our starting pay to be more in line with the averages that are out there for departments and cities our size. And I'll provide that in a memo and be ready to present that next week, hopefully. Other than that, I want to thank maintenance and construction, Zach and Brody specifically. We had both of our Dodge Durangos down for a period this week, and they moved quickly, and we were able to get one of them back on the road today. So we're still fighting that. So we're moving forward, but they're doing their best to get them in and at least so we have them on the street as much as possible. But it will be nice to move forward with the replacement of those as well. That's all I have.
Okay, Kevin?
I have nothing.
Yeah.
I really have nothing either, except for thank you for the 7%. I think I speak for all employees. They will be very grateful for that. And I did want to mention about the public meeting, but you beat me to that. So I think that's all I had.
Okay. We'll just keep going around. Fran, you're next.
Good.
Okay.
I am totally good.
And I guess I don't have any comments about anything, but thank you all for being here, for your support.
Yes, it was a nice event last night with mm-hmm. candidates, and that was a good crowd, and I think that was very mm-hmm. valuable. On the north, I've forgotten. Good job on the book. I especially enjoy your narratives, gentlemen. And lady, it helps a lot to be able to read that and get a handle on what you need.
Okay, yeah, I'll echo Isla's thanks and big part to Kelsey and Deanna for putting this all together mm-hmm. and all the department heads. I can tell a lot of work went into it. One question, are we able to post a digital copy of at least the PowerPoint portion online? Brent used to do that. I saw we did not do it last year, but I'm wondering if we could do that this year.
Okay. Thanks. Good idea.
That's all I have. Right. So motion to adjourn.
I'm sorry. I forgot about you, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to, I just like to thank the department heads for sticking with us as we work through this budget and the hard work that they've done. I hope we can get this budget going and reward them for being our employees and bring morale up and make them proud that they work for us.
Very nicely said. Do you want to make the motion to adjourn?
I would make motion to adjourn.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. We're adjourned. I just thought of something. We talked about going around doing some tours.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, after it gets
hot, the weather.
That is true. I did not see that.